This is Bird Note. When writer Leanne Rorapaw visited the annual staging grounds of Sandhill Cranes in Nebraska, she was in awe of the birds. During their spring migration, hundreds of thousands of cranes roost on sandbars in the Platte River. Leanne had been invited to a retreat where writers could witness this natural wonder.
We would go out every morning to see the cranes take off from the sandbars, and then we would return at dusk to see them fly back in to settle in for the night. And that was so incredible and unforgettable.
The sound and sight of these birds is breathtaking. Leanne captures it beautifully in this poem.
Sandhill cranes, string of beads. Sizzle of orange, lightning. The corrugated tin blind, a gaunt bell, clanging in the wind and rain. Curious deer near to see. Roosting overnight in clusters on the river's sandbars. Cranes stirred to call in response by the storm. Say hello, hello, hello. Scribbled warble of cranes graffiti night's water. A river otter's sleek whiskered head interrupts the river's tense murmuring. Train whistles blurred spear, curlicued by coyotes yip and wail. The woodblock chortling of cranes gets frenetic as sun's wobbly gold yoke slides up. Thousands of sandhills helix off sandbars into spirographed kettling. Football stadium loud, iced river exhales puffs of fog. A whooping crane takes wing from the cornfield in snow. Yukioe cranes in snow. Moon craning. The river trills all night long. Obfuscatory crooning slices through the mist. Filaments of cranes unraveling. Shaggy yarn from a woolly skein of fog. A flyover plane, cranes burble silver water, chirping lotto balls, oil empires blinking neon signage strobes the horizon.
The title, String of Beads, refers to a poetic form that Rorapaw created.
These are essentially tanka that are strung together like beads. It's an homage to Heian period Japanese women writers.
A tanka is a traditional Japanese form of poetry that's syllabic in nature. So you have a line with five syllables, then seven, then five, which you might recognize as a haiku, followed by two more seven-syllable lines.
Frequently, tanka do engage with the natural world. These were tanka that I also wanted to blend and not compartmentalize the natural world with technology. That's kind of a false binary.
This blending of man and nature is evident in the following poem, recounting the view during long drives.
On the road, string of beads. Hotel's liminal blur. Anywhere-ness. Any one-ness. Then merges back into the tricky on-ramp of your own lonesome skin. Propane deep blue clouds with gaslit underbellies reflected back in glass bright sloughs, red-winged blackbirds studying the mile marker posts. Cherry pit stop gas and casino, minnows and ammo, bait worms out back, fueling on the precipice of springtime's epoch ellipse. Semiology, spink, Wakanda, vanitas, overpass maybe icy, Jesus saves, Bow X hunt, T-adult supercenter. Little birds stipple a milky sky. Sticky leaves, wet yellow, makes the center line brighter. Rain-drenched heads of sunflowers sadder. Busy buzz of snow, like insects in a hurry. An agitation of snow geese burst white kernels, popcorning in stubble corn. Filaments of geese and cranes cross-stitching the mist down I-29. Squeaky dry erase markers rubbing on the whiteboard sky. The morning's thin rime of soft frost scraping off in slow spiraling curls, like vegetable skins rinding off a peeler's sharp, bright blade. Snow dragons lick the interstate with frostbitten breath, skidooing through stunned tundra with no regard for day glow orange safety cones.
The poem isn't recounting one single drive. It's a collage showing the passage of time.
So like sometimes there's those little snow dragons on the ground, those little flurries. Sometimes you can see the seasons change when the red-winged blackbirds appear again, or you know, around November, the snow geese sort of clustering in the stubble corn. It's really kind of about that sense of blurring of the seasons when you're kind of moving through the same highways or interstates over time, but also that sense of being an in-between space. You haven't arrived. You're not where you're trying to be, and you're also not home. And that feeling of sort of being lonely because you're not quite settled, but then there's like so many interesting things to see along the way. And of course, the birds are on the move too. They're like going places.
You can hear more poetry about our feathered friends on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.